Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle, Sean Kwali. I'm broadcasting live once again to you from the hills and the smells of North America. And as always, my family, we count it a privilege, we count it an honor, we count it a definite joy to be able to talk to you from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio. Hell, it's beautiful out here to be able to talk to my family who, like me, God willing, wants freedom, wants justice, wants equality, and hell, wants a piece of this land and this good earth that we can call our own. Have to open up the show giving thanks to the almighty, wise, true, and living creator, the almighty, wise, true, and living God, by whatever name that you use. Well, we ain't set tripping on no language, family. Whatever name that you use, we give thanks and honor to that one God, the divine regenerative force in the universe and in the world, that's here, and in you and me. And we have to, my family, of course, give thanks. We have to give thanks. I'd be remiss if I did not give thanks for our ancestors, those who have given lives, and of course, those who have taken lives. Those who have struggled, those who have freedom fought, those who have worked for liberation, those who have worked for salvation, those who have worked to put us in a better condition and position, we got to give some thanks. And so you know how we do. This is Black Power Radio. We got to, of course, thank you as well on behalf of our national chairman. Y'all know who that is, don't you? The national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, the warrior lawyer, the five-star general, huh? The brother that stands tall above them all, ring any bells? Talking about doctor and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We send you his greetings, send you his love, send you his peace and his prosperity. And, of course, we send you the revolutionary greetings of Black Power. Hell, you all see the show topic. You see it. And we're going to have to dig deep into it tonight, family. I mean, really, I'm saying, get your scuba gear out. Get your scuba gear out, because we got to go deep into this. We're talking about how can we get free if someone doesn't stand up for the truth? How can we get free if we don't stand up? Okay? And let me be clear in this. We got to come in the spirit of a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man. One who we say is 100% black man. Straight no chaser. One who said he came to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave. You know who I'm talking about. Talking about the black power general. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. You say, why don't we say honorable? Yeah, because you can't judge a person until their work is completed with them on this planet. And if you look at that man's work, you look at that general's work, you got to bear witness. He had an honorable work, an honorable mission, and it continues on today in the legacy of his students. Yeah, that's the people that you're listening to now, talking about the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Send you greetings. But listen, there's a lot going on in the world, man. There's a lot that is happening in the world. I mean, jeez. I mean, from one show to the next show, it's like this stuff just picks up and picks up and picks up. Well, let's get off into it. I mean, right now, we are on the heels of a victorious situation. Yeah, I got to make it clear up front. We are on the heels of a victorious situation called the National and International Day of Action. Have you heard about that yet? Huh? Have you heard about the National and International Day of Action? Have you signed up yet? Have you said that you're going to be a part of this yet? If you haven't, you are behind the times now. Oh, yeah, you late now. The National International Day of Action is designed to produce some freedom for the black man and black woman, some freedom for the original red man and the red woman, some freedom for the original brown man and brown woman, freedom for the original people. We've been wanting this freedom for a long time, and as we said in the beginning, hell, our ancestors have been fighting for a long time. And hell, all the signs are there. As you heard Minister Paul Scott say in the last show, the Truth Minister, if you missed that show, make sure you go back and check that out. As he said, hell, we in the days of revelation now. We in the last days and times. For real now, for all you who read the Bible, that Bible is jumping up off the pages. Really, it's been doing that, the truth of it, of what our ancestors put together, been doing that. But even for those who, you know, you might need a magnifying glass to see it, it's live in your face now. So the question that we got to ask, family, as we dig deeper into this, is what role are we going to play in this? What's going to be your role, school student, working man, working woman, father, mother? What you going to do with this now? Because our ancestor, El Hajj Malik Shabazz, Brother Omar Wiley, Minister Malcolm X, he asked a poignant question. He asked, he said, is it the ballot or the bullet? Is it the ballot or the bullet? And I think that, you know, many of us get caught up in the hype of that language. But, I mean, let's really look at it now. Is it the ballot or the bullet? Have we gotten freedom? by going to what the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad called a glorified shower curtain? Have we gotten freedom by being able to integrate our water fountains and integrate the toilets, integrate the schools, integrate the stools? Have we got freedom for real? Or are we still fighting today? Or let's flip it around. Have we got freedom with the bullet? Has our people in the spirit of Dessalines and Boukman and Toussaint Louverture and Nat Turner and so many others, Queen Harriet Tubman and Yaa Santiwa and so many others, have we gotten freedom, complete freedom, by letting off them bullets? I really want to know. Or do we need to seek an alternative to both if we're going to be critical thinkers? Because what the aim and the mission of our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and the New Black Panther Party, our ultimate goal, our reason for existing on this planet, is to secure freedom for you, black man and black woman. That's what it is. And so we have to dialogue with the people, interact with our people, and to know what's on the minds and hearts of our people so that we can better serve you and so that we can be better helpers for you. You know, what better thing is there in this world than to give what you have and to sacrifice what you have for those that ain't got or those that don't have or for your brother or for your sister? What's more honorable than that? So many are selfish in this world. You got so many people that have oogles and oogles of money. Excuse that terminology, but I mean, you got people that got all kind of cash out here. But when it comes to the sacrifice for the people, where they at? Sister Oprah Winfrey, man, she give away all kind of cars and trips and, you know what I mean, whatnot. She give all kind of stuff away, but when it comes to the condition of Chicago, Illinois, what's happening? Huh? What's happening? When it came to the condition of Chicago on the west side, Chicago on the north side, Chicago on the south side, I'm talking black Chicago, for real. South side Chicago, east side Chicago, what's happening? So, you mean to tell me that the only thing we can do to get free is to pass out cars and trips with white celebrities? Really? I don't know. I don't know about that. Sister, you got your own studio. So you say you control your own publishing, your own cameras, your own everything. You got your own magazine. Huh. But West Side Chicago don't really see that. East Side Chicago don't really see that. South Side Chicago don't see that. So, what is freedom? How are we going to get free? Because we're obviously not going to get free waiting on Sister Oprah Winfrey. No disrespect to you Oprah fans. I know I'm going to get all kind of emails. Why are you talking about Oprah? I'm just keeping it one, as I said, keeping it 100. We are not free. And we're not going to be free as long as we tiptoe through the tulips and we're waiting around. I just want to hear from you real quick. Let me take this quick call, 805-235. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Is it the ballot or the bullet, Black Power?
It's the bullet.
Well, tell me why. Tell me why. What makes it the bullet or what makes it the ballot?
You know,
tell
you
me
know
why.
What? This is Warrior Woman from the Oyaka
hey.
Nation. You know?
Hey.
And I believe in the bullet. And I believe, you know, we went out there before they started bombing Libya. We went out in the streets in San Francisco, L.A., and Fresno. And a lot of people, they've been programmed to hate Libya without even knowing that it's a revolutionary country, that, you know, they have free education and all this. And now that they've killed on both sides, the United States, you know, so it's just like if they don't even allow another country to run its own business, how are they going to, you know, give us freedom? I keep telling people they're never going to give us freedom. You know, what happened in New Orleans, people were telling us that they blew up the levee. And a lot of the people, pictures that we saw when these white people were lifting the grandmas from the boats onto the boats, they would accidentally drop them. This country is so racist. It's born racist. It started racist. And it always will be. How is this racist country, imperialism, going to help us? It's not. You know, so I think
what do you say to the people?
I'm telling
people that believe in voting.
Okay. In what?
In voting, to the people that believe that we're going to get free.
Well, how many years
voting,
have been voting, you know? Did they say they only gave the black community 30 years when Doc was still alive, Khalid Muhammad? We had a meeting with him and I and against that David Duke. And the brother came up and says that they had only given the black community 30 years to vote. Whatever happened? Who heard anything else after that? You know, so that no dating anything. Remember the white women sold out the black community and the people of color what to vote? You know, so how could these women live, you know, go and burn their bras and Indians didn't wear them? You know what I mean? It didn't make sense. It still doesn't make sense. And here we're talking beyond sovereignty. We're still suing this country, and we still pick up the gun, and we still use our bullets. You know, wounded knee, 1776, you know. The fight hasn't stopped, and I don't know why people think that they want to be like the white people who's always has this foot down our throat, you know?
Mm.
It has to be, you know, like somebody says, hey, you know, you're God and you're gun, you know, and we support that, you know, and we still,
we
have our youth conference next month, not next month, but on the 15th or the 16th and 17th of April. And it'll be a good time for people who are really serious. We have our own shooting range. We have our own 240 acres with our own water wells in case, you know. And they're always trying to take that away. And this is a camp. We're going beyond sovereignty. And until people can actually get together, what did Kwame Ture say? Organize. If we don't organize with one another to talk about how they don't have to lynch us. You know, they're killing us. Our kids are committing suicide, overdose. Don't want to live no more. I mean, that kind of truth, we got to sit down and actually talk about the resources we have and the resources that we can deal with other countries and bypass the United States. Or even the United States being broke, supposedly, then at default, it belongs back to us and the people who worked it. And I think that
Let me ask you this, warrior woman. So with that said, do you see more than ever the need for a National Day of Action?
Oh, of course. We should have had it, you know, a long time ago in 1607 in Jamestown. Should have killed all those white people, you know. Like Doc said, they were just faggots and maggots that came, you know, and they're still the sick people today. Every so often, they're eating each other, you know. So I think that we should hit the streets but get something in return, because I'm tired of demonstrating, you know, and stuff like that. We gotta get something out of this day of action, not just action.
So
you know what I mean?
You saying these demonstrations ain't working, huh?
No, they're not. And people aren't going out and demonstrating. There's more people going out to demonstrate for marijuana and homosexuality than for our babies to have diapers and food in their mouth and shelter and all of that stuff, just basic needs. And that's what's the sad part, you know? We're allowing our babies to go back to the white man, educate them so they can be faggots, you know, and to be, you know, materialistic, go for that gold and never get it, you know, waste their whole life, work all our lives, and when it's time for Social Security, there isn't going to be any, and if there is, we don't live long enough to enjoy it. You know, the white man...
What do you think about all these brothers, these men that are becoming metrosexuals, extra soft today?
I think they're following the white man's example. They were always like that. Their church started that way. They were that way. You know, some brothers have sent me some information, documents of the right-hand man with Martin Luther King was a faggot. So when he passed away, Martin Luther King, this right-hand man, brother, you know, turned everybody into going towards homosexuality. But that's the basis of the white people. They are that way. But it's affecting us as people. And we got to make a clear decision of what path we're going to take, you know. And we want to live off the land, and we can't even live a life as being an Indian or a red person, you know. So now we have to walk around, pray, plant, and carry a gun. You see 70-year-old grandmothers in Arizona, Big Mountain, carrying a .22, knowing that that's not going to help them with all the equipment the United States has. But I look forward to those days, like when that one F-16 or 15 or whatever it was that went over Libya and it went down. We have to understand that we have that power. We have to start getting back into it.
To the red man and woman that's listening, because we one family, original people, but to the red man and woman that's listening, that are still sweethearting with the enemy, I want to be next to the enemy, what do you say to them?
A lot of things. You know what? If they want to marry the white people and they dilute their blood and keep diluting it till they become totally white, we don't care, because we don't associate with those kind of people that want to be within the system. We are with the stronghold, the grandmothers that still have and marry their own people, have their own children, their whole nation and stuff like that. There's very few, because there's not that many full bloods or even, you know, blood people, because that's how the reservations are being taken away now, is the people that intermarry, and we can't do that anymore. We can't afford to do that anymore. How are we going to reproduce our own? We have to reproduce our own. And that's what I loved about, you know, Muhammad, Khalid Muhammad, because he was 100% black. He loved black people. 100% black.
And so you have a conference coming up in about a week, right? About a
week
and a half.
Right, yeah.
So tell the people about the conference that's going on and how they can get involved with what's happening.
Right. This is going to be like our 20th year youth conference. We have 240 acres of land where we ask the youth. It came about when we were working with Kwame Ture that we have to leave something for the youth. So it's a youth conference where the black community, the Chicano community, and the Indian community come together to sit down and maybe just to sit and be with each other, because, you know, we try to tell people, don't sit and just talk about the white man. He's not here. We don't invite no white people. No white people are allowed on our land, you know. And so we have to try to build a unity, and we ask people to come and see what we can honestly do concretely, you know. We started doing our own license plates, driver's license, and a passport, and the government keeps trying to take those rights away. So we keep fighting for it.
Let me ask you this, boy, like, well, I got you on the phone. What do you say to people, because I know you're strong, what do you say to people that say that you're racist, that you're a hater for taking such a strong stand?
I'm trying, you know, when I say, you know what, we, our existence is the resistance. As long as we are surviving and being who we are, the white man doesn't have a chance. He wasn't here in the beginning, and he's not going to be here at the end either. You know, so it's you know, they better start leaving now, you know, because they're going to get rid of them at the end anyway.
You're
to me, I really don't even deal with them. You know what I mean? Because I that's why I try not to see no white people. You know, but I got to go to town sometimes. You know,
well, you got a right. You got a right. Like us, we got a right. The white man broke every treaty with the red man and red woman. Every treaty with the black man and black. Everything.
Yeah, because he takes everything that he's even taken, our culture, our language, our ceremonies, our way of life. So that's genocide. And nobody's accused this country of genocide. And not that it just, you know, happened 500 years ago. It still happens today. How many people? How many times does a cop shoot one of our people? 17 times? 18 times? No,
right.
That's genocide. How come they're still lynching us? How come our education is like 50% or 54% push-out rate for our people of color? You know what? We're never going to make it in this white man's system, so we might as well wake up to reality and take what is ours, you know? And there's no way that they're going to win, because they're the racists, you know? A racist isn't going to know he's a racist. You know, I don't even spend time talking to them. We have to organize and get ourselves together because all of this belongs to us.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Sister Warrior Woman, thank you so much for
coming.
Okay,
Black Power, forward.
Black Power.
Black always. Revolution.
We want you to hang around. I want you to hang around for later in the show because I know people are going to have plenty of questions for you. Don't go nowhere.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, That's Warrior Woman. That's just the worst. Our comrades, some of you all, you believe the hype. You don't think that our red man and red woman, our family from the original nation, is still around. Don't let the white man fool you. But she raised some interesting points. She raised some interesting points. We have to think about what we're going to leave for our babies. You got to think about, and I got to think about, what we're going to leave for the babies. I mean, think about it. Listen, now some of you all right now, this is a very touchy subject. But some of you right now, you're going to Planned Parenthood and all these places. And do you understand and know that that was designed for the destruction of black people specifically? Do you know that? Planned Parenthood and these abortion clinics, they were set up for the specific destruction of black youth, black children, original children, aboriginal people. You think when they made the abortion clinics, they was making that for their own people? Do you think that? Brothers and sisters, listen, we have been fooled. I'm just trying to level with us, really. I'm really just trying to level with us. We have been fooled on so many levels. And we over 400 years in this now. We over 400 years in this trying to basically climb our way up out of it. Planned Parenthood. Look up the lady's name. I think her name is Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher, I believe her name is. She. I'm going to try to find the audio for her. She talks about her plan to exterminate what she called a Negro. She talk about it. She say it plain as day. Plain as day. And then the television has become the new tool now. The television has become the tool to help promote this agenda. You know, with these birth control pills and all this stuff that they are putting, you know, they want to implant into our woman's wrist and arm and into your body. What do you think that's for real? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to level with this. I'm saying, what do you think it's for? It ain't for them. Not originally, they didn't make that for them. They made that for us. And so that program is still continuing on today. We have a lot of issues to deal with, family. A lot of issues to deal with. That our babies are being targeted. Your babies, my babies, and me and you being targeted. It's us that's disproportionately in the jails right now. It's us that's in the jails right now. It's us that's filling the cemeteries right now. It's us. We being ganged on right. Ain't nobody else going through it like we going through it. That's why Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz got to bring it like he's bringing it. That's why the new Black Panther Party got to bring it like we bringing it. Who else going to do it? People are punking out. And so what we proposing right now, let me just be all the way clear. What we are proposing right now, we are proposing a straight-up boycott also. A straight-up boycott on April the 23rd of all, I'm going to say that again, of all non-original businesses. Hey, you got to start shopping with your own. Yeah. Start shopping with your own. Start making them feel the crunch. Yeah, so for those of you who like to talk that economics, yeah, on that day, shop in your own neighborhood. Shop with your own people. On that day, and really beyond. But we on that day, April the 23rd, we want to make the people feel it the way we have felt it for the past 400 years. Why are we spending so much money with them anyway? Spending all your money, your hard-earned money and everything that you make, and you take it straight on down into the white man, into their business. Many of us do this. We talk all this pro-black talk. We talk all this RBG, all this red, black, and green, and whatever, whatever. But as soon as you get your money, we take it clean down into the white man. So what the new Black Panther Party, under the leadership of Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu-Shabazz, is proposing, we're really enforcing this, is we are organizing boycotts. And Sister Roy Woman, she's really right. In the way that we have done many of our demonstrations, they have not worked. So I'm talking the Black Nation in general. But I'm going to say this. On that day, we're not telling you to go downtown and march around no dead, empty buildings. Y'all didn't hear me. We're not telling you to march around no dead, empty buildings on no weekend. What we're saying to you is, we're saying, agitate for yours. If you're going to demonstrate, make it a real demonstration. Don't forget now. Don't forget what happened in Kemet, or what they call Egypt. They was out there demonstrating. They was out there rallying for theirs for days, though. For days at a time. And to be truthful, they still out there. Because CNN ain't talking about it, don't be fooled. They still out there right now. And through their demonstrations, and through their rallies, and through their procedures, through their agitation, and even on some terms, through some bloodshed and the loss of life, there was some change in that situation. Now, there's still some more fight to be waged. Still some more fight to be waged. This is a protracted struggle. But I'm just making a point that every weapon can be used in this offensive for self-defense. Y'all with me? Every weapon can be used. If you are a demonstrating type of individual or individuals, you can demonstrate. But demonstrate right. Hell, if you're going to have some rallies on that day, have some real revolutionary rallies. We don't want nothing dead happening on April the 23rd. See, what the enemy's trying to do now is make this thing lackluster and trying to get you all confused and confuse the issue with other things. No, it's about April the 23rd, the National Day of Action. I told y'all, that's where we drawing our line in the sand. That's where we drawing our line in the sand. And so that after April the 23rd, we can organize. We can have local organizing committees all around the country that are really going to do some things. See, this is the kind of hour now where if you ain't going to do nothing, you might as well sit on down or really go somewhere and dig you a ditch and jump in it. That's what type of time it is. So we're talking about the ballot of the bullet. Yeah. We're talking about some real change that you can believe in, that revolutionary change that the Black Power General talked about. And if you believe in voting, I would say it like this. Vote some revolutionaries in. Hell, for those up there in Trenton, get Divine Allah in there. Get him in there. Get Charles Barron in there. Get the real freedom fighters in office. If you're going to put some people in office, get them in there. Man, I'm telling you, we at war, family. Y'all see how they coming at the national chairman? Have y'all been keeping up with that? Hey, are y'all paying attention to how they are coming at the national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu-Shabazz? They're trying to be slick with it. They see he's making the call to pull the people together. It's bigger than him. It's not about him. Don't get confused. He's making the call to pull the people together as one nation of people, one freedom-fighting army, one solid wall. He's made the call. And from him making the call just a month ago, this firestorm and rage of controversy come out because they don't want you to focus on being united. They want to try to slander the man, slander his character, slander his name, slander our name, put all kind of propaganda out there about us as a party, and they hope you swallow it up and take it as though it's the truth. Got to be wiser than that. See? Got to be wiser than that. Some of you, I mean, I was sad to see some of you was taking the bait. You just going to take the white man's bait. You ain't even going to check in, call nobody, email nobody. You just going to take the bait, run with the bait as if it's 100% truth. And here we are, the only pro-black organization in America and really the world right now that is bold enough to step out there past its own comfort zone, its own political ideology, religious ideologies that exist in the party and what have you, and pull everybody together. Y'all hear me? To pull everybody together. See, this is what, if Minister Malcolm X was able to walk amongst us in the physical, it's what he'd be talking about right now. If Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was walking amongst us in the physical, after all the stuff he faced, it's what he'd be talking about right now. If all of the great ones were able to be amongst us right now, this is what they'd be talking about and working towards right now. They wouldn't be flipping and tripping and beefing, going crazy with each other, being petty with each other. They wouldn't be doing that. They'd be working in a united effort. So what's our responsibility? Because, hell, all energy is constant. That's what y'all taught me. All energy is constant. So that means that the energy of Minister Malcolm is in you, it's in me. The energy of the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is in you, it's in me. The energy of all that are in the Red Nation, it's in you, it's in me. So what are we going to do? Huh. You going to sit back and watch the warriors go out there and, you know what I mean, make war with the beasts? Are you going to get involved with the fight? That's another area now. Look, the day that Facebook and that Facebook revolutionary, that day is slowly, well, let me say really quickly coming to an end. It's quickly coming to an end. If you notice for real, it ain't even as much traffic as it used to be on Facebook, to be honest. You know why? I told you all this last show, or two shows ago, I told you all that Facebook was going to begin to start selling your information. They were going to begin to start passing your information around to other networks and using your posts for other things, using your pictures for other things, unbeknownst to you. Look it up. I'm not just running off at the mouth. I'm not just making this stuff up. Google the stuff. Check it out. Facebook is linked to the CIA. Facebook is linked to the NSA. It's linked to that. Why do you think that they pulled the man in and had meetings with many of the top officials? He's supposed to be a college student, right? I thought he was, they say he's just a college student that came up with an idea and put this thing on the web. It don't work like that. Honestly, you think that in 2011 they just going to pull some college dude off the campus who has a website and pull him in with many of the top officials in the United States government? Really? Come on now. Come on now. The world is being pulled over your eyes. We have to have a national and international day of action just to work on the cobwebs. Just to work on the cobwebs. If we are ever going to get up out this 400-year-old slumber, we got to pull the web from our eyes. Let's take another call. 773-988. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Is it the ballot or the bullet? Who's going to tell the truth? Black Power.
Alaikum. This is Sister Brenda.
Hey, Sister Brenda. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power.
Well, alaikum salam, Black Power to you. I just wanted to, I was just writing notes on different points you were making about the Black liberation.
Yeah.
And standing up and advocating the truth. Well, on the voting, because we have been exploited. The Black community has been exploited by our own people, and especially Obama. He sold us the bag of change, and we fell for it, and we got nothing in return, just like this coming election is coming. And we got high hopes for Obama. At least, you know, we were told that, you know, he's going to help us, but I haven't seen a program. I haven't seen him discuss anything that's on behalf or the benefit for Black people.
Me either.
So, and so on that, exploiting, that's why we need to really start, you know, what I've been seeing messages circulating about shutting the system down. We have been supporting the white man system, you know, buying from stores that advocate, that exploit us, that pay for institutions that, you know, really try to keep us down, like Target and Walmart. You know, these are companies that support Fox News and different news channels that really speak to bring our people down.
Exactly.
So, I just wanted to speak on that regarding, you know, that we should be conscious where we put our vote tomorrow, especially
in Chicago. But tell the people, you in Chicago, though.
Right, I know. We have voting tomorrow, as a lot of people had this recall vote or whatever it was. Not a recall, but they had to challenge vote. So a lot of them going to be voting tomorrow. But in that voting, I'm getting phone calls from some of these aldermen and senators or whoever is looking for a vote. And their main discussion or the what I'm hearing the call from them is that, you know, they're going to tax the game. They're going to do something with the game balance. So that is the thing. They have a plan to get rid of our youth. You know, they call us the problem people. So I just wanted to put a word out there. We should be careful how we place our vote tomorrow. We should not just give it so easily without looking into who that candidate is and what he's trying to do. So that's all I wanted to put out there.
Well, let me say this. Talk to the people about what's going on in Chicago, because I want y'all to understand this, that even though some of those in the authorities of this country have neglected their promise, we have not. We have not. Talk to the people about what's happening in Chicago and what's coming up.
Well, in Chicago, inshallah, we are planning on having a rally at Mandrake Park, April the 23rd, 9 o'clock in the morning. We're going to be speaking about the violence in our own community. We're going to talk about those things that, you know, where we are disunified about. We really need to get over our, you know, differences, our ideology that separate us, to keep us from coming together, religion, or some kind of coalition or whatever. But our main goal is to unify, and I'm hoping we have a huge turnout, a lot of people coming to express and to join in to what we're doing as a whole. As the main idea is to boycott, not to buy anything white by Black. Support your own that day. We want people that, you know, has companies, maybe your farmers, or if you have a business, come out and, you know, represent yourself. You know, let your people know what you have. We need to come out of going in other people's stores and things like that. So April the 23rd is about Black, you know,
exactly.
Buying Black, supporting Black, and unifying Black. So, inshallah.
What's the support been like in Chicago? What's the word on the street?
Well, the word on the street, I'm not sure what the word is, to be honest with you. I'm not a street person. I'm mostly, you know, I'm not like the average Joe would be out on the corners and listening to the, you know, what's going on. But I am hearing words from those that, you know, by pastors by and by, they talk about the event or they want to know more about it, or those that may want to get involved, they're hearing about it. I have noticed a commercial of some sort about the event on the YouTube. So there's one way the message is getting out, but we really need the message to get out by others getting involved and brothers and sisters and speaking about it. You know, one person can't do it all. A few people can't do it all. We need more on deck.
Straight up. That's right. Well, Sister Brenda, we thank you for everything that you're doing and everything that Brother Rob and Brother Boo and all of us doing on the ground. Brother Armin, we thank you all so, so much. And we look to keep a steady report from you all as we push forward to April 23rd.
Yes, and I want to add one thing. We definitely need financial support. This movement not only need body support, but we need financial support. We need dollars. You know, we need people backing our movement with their dollars. So I just wanted to add that in there, too. So if anyone from Chicago want to help, you know,
put your money where your mouth is, right?
Yes, reach out to Brother Sean so we can get this ball rolling. So thank you, Brother Sean,
okay,
for your time.
Sister Brenda, thank you so, so much, Queen. I didn't pay you to say that, by the way.
Oh, well, that was my own words. We do. It takes money for liberation. We can't do anything by mouth anymore. We need some action. So
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so,
okay,
so much. Black Power. I stop Black real quick.
Well, like a salam. Black Power to you.
Let's take another call here. 415-571. Your mic is open. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Is it the ballot or the bullet? Who's going to stand up for the truth? 415. You're on the air. Go right ahead. Right, we'll keep it moving here. 615-474, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. Is it the ballot or the bullet, Black Power?
Black Power family, Black Power, it is definitely the bullet. This is Brother Maurice Muhammad down here in Nashville, Tennessee. With the
Nashville,
Black
what's going on, Brother Maurice in Nashville? How you doing, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm doing fine, beloved, doing fine. You know, sitting here listening listening to the radio and you know, really, I guess I'm still a little agitated, brother, about what happened in Detroit the other night with the sister with the standoff with the police because
everybody don't know about that.
Oh, my God. Yes, the sister with no brother, she decided that she didn't like the medication that the hospital put on her daughter from the side effects, so she decided as a parent not to follow through. So they said, well, if you don't do this, we're going to go and have the CPS come and take your children. Well, she said, I'm not going to do it, and next thing you know, the police and Child Protective Services was at her door trying to take her child. So she went and got her pistol and shot up in the air to let them know to back the fuck off. So then the police came and more SWAT people came out there. And, you know, I think it was maybe 3, 4, 5, 10-hour standoff. And people in the community came out, and they started praying. And unfortunately, you know, who the hell are they praying to? The same damn crock of God that got them in that goddamn situation. See, for our sister to be like that, can you imagine the fear that she was going through behind that door without no man protecting her and her seed, that she had to do what she had to do, and the damn enemy still came and took her child, and now she's the only faith that she got is these niggas that stand on the sideline and watch and have the nerve to offer some goddamn prayer to some damn devil that gave them the authority to come and take that child from her? Stop, I'm tired of that. I don't like that. And for us as men, we should be pissed off at that, and we should go there and trash that shit out. You see, because we don't continue to do that until we make the pay. We gotta make them pay. We gotta hang our asses up from a goddamn light post to say, you don't do this. We gotta police our community. We gotta be strong enough.
Continue doing this. But I'm saying, you ain't gonna
That's the line drawn in the sand.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't give a damn what your car is. I don't give a damn what your car is. If you're not doing what's right and you black and you still going along with the enemy, you're going to be going to war against you. We are going to war against you.
Because you got the spirit, black man. Yes, sir. You got the spirit.
Simply can't be no good on top of the ground, put their ass under the ground, and let the worms eat them. Then they can be some damn good.
Hey, Brother Barris, we got nothing but love for you, black man. That's what I'm talking about. Tell the people how, to anybody that's in the Nashville area, surrounding areas, tell them how they can organize with you and be a part of what you're doing.
Yes, sir, brother. They can call me 24/7, text me 24/7 to
614-474-9556.
Yes, sir. 614-474-9556.
Yes, sir, Brother
Marvin. Yes, sir, because I'm out there knocking daily, brother, and I believe we will produce a revolution because this is our day. We were born for this day, brother.
Ain't no doubt about it. Brother Maurice, thank you so, so much for your spirit and for your strength, black man. Stay on the battlefield. We're going to be expecting your daily report, too, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, black brother. Assalamu alaikum, black power to you. And that's Brother Maurice Muhammad, Brother Mr. Maurice Muhammad, Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville is checking in. Let me go to another call, 204-464. Your mic is open. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. Is it the ballot or the bullet? Who's going to stand up? Black Powell.
And that Augusta has been checking in, and Jacksonville, Florida has checked in. And we're talking about buying from all black to buy black our freedom by the utilization of our own sensitivity for our own black people and making our dollars make sense. And
exactly.
This is where we are at this time, that vision, that strong vision of that strong visionary, that chairman, that doctor and attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz, had pulled it off again. As the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad says, he has been the strongest since the student organization days at Howard University, all the way up to going around the world and challenging the opposition and then winning against the opposition in New York City at the Million Youth March. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz was successful in dealing with the opposition in the person of Rudy Giuliani, ex-mayor of New York. But we were the champions in the streets of New York, as we'll be the champion in all of the streets and all of the major cities all over the world. They'll be standing up for black power, for black unity, and for black love. It'll be this day that we have dreamed about and talked about. This day was prophesied that it would come. And this year, even though against the criticism from the criticizer, against the opposition that have been striving to put obstacles in the path of the completion of this day, the day of unity, the day of love, the day of black power, and the day of black economics, and we won't buy nothing from America on that day. Won't buy nothing from no non-white, of a no non-black business. No non-black business when we put our dollars up. I think the chairman has called for at least a weekend, but I'm asking people to stand up on Thursday, buy whatever you got to get from this devil on Thursday. And from Thursday to Sunday, try not to buy nothing from this cracker. And our absence, the absence of the black dollar in the white man system, in the system of the Chinese system, in the system of the Arab system. Everybody got a system except black economics.
Right.
Here in Washington, D.C., the most famous structure in the downtown Washington is the system of the Chinese emblem, the Chinatown emblem. Well, where is the emblem? Where is the insignia for black economics, for black business? Because the black mayor put that symbol up. The black mayor put that symbol up, Marion Barry. We helped put him in. Believe what I tell you. We helped put him in as a mayor and as a city councilman right here in the city of Washington. We'll be marching from Barry Farm in the so-called projects, huh? All black. And we'll be going to the big chair, walking in all black. It'll be an all black thing here in Washington. We'll be stretching out, reaching out to Baltimore, to Norfolk. We'll be reaching out to Chicago. I can hear Chicago on the line. We'll be showing love to Atlanta. Atlanta will be on board. New York City, as well as Newark, New Jersey. We'll be there in a few days in Newark, New Jersey. And we're asking for peace in the street to bring down this idea that the same concept that Barack Obama falling for, the Okie and the Dokie, that when certain people are doing the violence, certain people are doing the killing, then somehow that comes prepackaged. That's pre-approved. Somehow
right.
They say that's been pre-approved. But we know it's not pre-approved. No one has approved of them doing that to each other. No one has approved of us killing each other. So we're going to say time out for the violence in the streets. Black on black crime will take a back seat that day. We're asking all gangsters, would-be gangsters, and if you're plotting that crime, if you know you've got to kill somebody, then you better go kill the opposition. Because if you do it that day, there's a good chance you'll be crushed by the Black Power movement, huh?
That's right.
If you raise a hand against anything black and put it under attack, we will come and get you. We will root you out from wherever you are and take out our vengeance on you. We will ventilate our frustration against you. We will exact retribution on your behind and light you up like a Thanksgiving turkey or one of those, what? See the trees, they light up, see the tree on Christmas? We're going to light your behind up that day. You catch you doing something against a black person that day, we're going to check you. We're going to lock you and trap you. And if you buck, we might have to do something drastic to your behind. But that day will be a day of action. We will not participate in no part of the white man's system that day. We will not fall for the Okie and the Dokie as did the President Barack Obama. He went for the Okie and the Dokie. And now he got, then if he's saying that Muammar Gaddafi is bombing his own people, then God damn it, whose people is Barack Obama bombing? You got
right.
to think clearly. You got to think a complete thought sometime, Barack Obama and America and black people and Africans in the United States of Africa. You got to begin to think clear. Huh? Clear your mind. Free your mind. So your behind will get right.
Let me ask
get
you this, brother
right,
E-Man. What's the word on the street, E-Man? What's the word on the street right now with this National Day of Action?
Well, the words on the streets that I've been able to travel, they are with this year, Day of Unity. They are against white economics, against white supremacy, against the white man and the white man's Zionist Jew owning all the gold, all the diamonds, all the silver, all the damn time. Huh? Why don't the black man have his point? We have just put out, released a flyer demonstrating that we will withdraw our dollar from the cracker on that day. We will give all support to all black business. We will be in unity all over Washington, D.C., but symbolically we'll be in unity all over the world, asking us not to spend a dime with the opposition on that day. We can fulfill this vision through the radio, through the newspaper, through our regular dawah and propagation effort and just outreach, just general outreach effort, reaching out to your black brother and sister, as did the most honorable Elijah Muhammad on the Muhammad Speak newspaper. He showed the hand from the black man devastated in the hails of North America, reaching out for his brother in Africa.
Right.
The hands of Africa reaching to his brother, his poor lost found brother in America.
That's
so
right.
That's what vision is, brother. That we will bring in black economics, and we will find a way to develop programs that will sponsor our own business, and we will team up in unity and boot out those businesses that have not contributed to the black community, that not hired black, haven't fostered a softball team, a baseball team, a basketball team, or haven't even sponsored a bingo game teamed up with the fire department, meaning they have done nothing for the black community. But they continue to build the homes with the 3- and 4-star roofs out in the counties and suburbs of Washington, namely in Prince William County, namely in Loudoun County, namely in Charles and St. Mary's County, all around those counties around D.C., but not building anything with, for, by, or with the black. Well, it's time out to say Chocolate City. If you're not going to unite with blacks, then don't call yourself Chocolate City. This may
That's
be
right.
your final call. The trumpet is being blown as we speak. We're praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will guide us in this hour, that he will cause us to be successful in our endeavor, in our call, a day of action, a call to action, a call to black unity in the black community, a call to black love, and a call for the success of the black man, woman, and child in this hour. We're making do up. We're teaming up with those that are nationalists, those that are spiritualists, those are non-spiritualists, those people who have traditionally been political theorists, political analysts, social scientists, social engineers, people with perspectives, teachers, educators, with the managers, with those who are successful in their endeavors in their own business. We're going to team up that day.
That's right.
And say it's time out, a day of action from participating
That's right.
in this man's system, huh? That's right,
oh,
Brother
yeah.
John. How things looking right. on the streets of Louisville, brother?
Man, it's everything. Brother, I'm talking about the buzz is dynamic. We just left out with a brother named DJ Q and the KY Camp DJs and all of them. Brother, shouts out to them from last night, and they have promised that they're going to promote the National Day of Action. And so we're putting all this together. We're using the rappers and the artists. We're talking to the street tribes now, talking to the pastors, and even the imams is here. And so our theme is to stop self-genocide and police brutality in our community. Louisville's buzzing. Hell. I'm trying to put a bug in. If you're listening, Brother Rahman Ali, trying to put a bug in your brother's ear, Muhammad Ali. We want him to come on in. We're trying to make the Louisville Lip talk about this National Day of Action. So stay tuned, family. Stay tuned. We're going to put it together. But it's beautiful.
It's going to enjoy the ride. Buckle your seatbelts and enjoy the ride, brother. That's beautiful. And we're striving. We're reaching out to the local imams, reaching out to the local ministers, reaching out to all ministers from the Nation of Islam and all of the FOI and all of those in the Urban League and the NAACP. Regardless of your organization, your religious or political affiliation, you are a black man and you are under attack this day. They're bombing black. They have bombed Muslims back to back. You got so many reasons to be in the street that day for the cause of black unity, for the cause of black power. You should be thinking on your feet by now, brother educator, brother professor in the university. We need you down there to point a new direction for education, for independent education, for those big, those blacks in government. We need you there that day to even set up a system of your own and write the constitutional legislation and write your own government. You need your own Bill of Rights, your own type of constitution. You need independence from a man who intends nothing but death and destruction for you, who intends
right.
nothing but to suck your economic blood until there's nothing left. Look how they have done Richard Pryor. Look how they have done Barry White. Look how they have done Isaac Hayes. Look how they have done Michael Jackson. They're still sucking the blood from the grave, and yet their family's got to struggle to get a dollar out of the estate, and the white man is doing himself. Come on, wake up, black man and woman and child. You're not going to sleep another 100 years. I know you can't sleep under this kind of cap. You got to wake up and do it for self this day. Everybody's managing the estate of every one of our fallen heroes and entertainers and sports figures. Every one of them, somebody managing the estate. There's nobody managing the estate for Frank Sinatra but his family. Nobody managing for Dean Martin but his family. But look at Sammy Davis Jr., someone managing the estate. And he had one more talent in the fingernail than they had all of them put together. And more money and made them all money. And they now want to rob the family. Don't want to give Michael Jackson his father their rights. Look at what you got to stand in the street for, brother, for black dignity. For if you have 1 ounce of your integrity left, you should use it that day to stand up for unity for our people. If you're never stood for nothing in your life, come on out that day. And
that's
I guarantee you love the fact that you came out. You love Jesus. You love the Million Man March, the Million Youth March, the Million Woman's March. Well, the same kind of call is in the Day of Action. But this time we're going to take action against the opposition and then leave you in a better position. You will not leave that day without being left in a better position. You will be raised, if no more, from the inspiration of what we have to say. You'll be inspired with a new message to take back to your home. And it will start a revolution. It will spark black revolution in the people. And black revolution, so teaches the most honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad. Oh, yes, black revolution is the only solution. And revolution
that's
is
right.
But complete and constructive change. And
Jeez.
This is what we need in this hour. Huh? Black power?
Black
oh,
power.
Black
Go
revolution
ahead,
in this hour, black power.
That's what I'm talking about. But E-Man, thank you so much. How can the people that are in the Washington area, surrounding areas, how can they connect with you and contact you, sir?
Okay, we can get a contact on Facebook. We can get another contact at 240. Again, 240-464. Again, 240-464-1520. Again, 240-464-1520. For those that are watching the Washington area, I am Imam Akbar. I am the National Minister of Justice. I'm dealing with all of the entities that are coming together in all of these sections of America. And I'm telling you now, this is the strongest thing that's happened since Gina 6. And I want you to come on out and join with us. And I think you'll be in black unity and you'll feel the black love. And if you can't feel it on this line, then you're insensitive to your people. Huh? He's dead on arrival. Is that right? He can't feel the spirit. Thank you so much for your time, Brother Sean. And Black
Thank
Power
you
Radio.
So much.
And give
thank
thanks,
you so,
thanks
so
to
much.
Our chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, for having the courage, the fortitude, and the integrity to call a day of unity and action for black people. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum and black power.
Wa alaikum salam and black power. Brothers and sisters, that's the National Minister of Justice. That's the National Minister of Justice, Imam Akbar Al-Kareem. We love you, black man. We on fire. We are on fire. Listen, let's take another call. 559-412. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Black Power Radio. Is it the ballot or the bullet? Who's going to win if we don't stand up? Black Power. 559. Go right ahead.
That's good for going around.
This one right here?
Like that. What's the whole word?
Yes, sir. 559. Your mic is open. Right ahead.
It's like right up.
They not ready. We gotta, come black, boy. You all are not ready.
I can never get around the speed.
Ready.
I just go straight at it, like past the tree.
All
right, go around like that.
This one here will be messing with us now. All right, here we go. All right, with this, like I'm saying, all I'm saying is this. We are fired up and excited. We are fired up and excited about the National Day of Action. Now, listen, I told you I was going to find you all this article, what I was talking about with this Planned Parenthood. Now, I know, you know, we always talk about, you know, what the white supremacists do and whatnot, and that's real. But do you know that in terms of statistics now, statistically, Planned Parenthood has killed more black babies than the Ku Klux Klan? Yeah. Planned Parenthood has killed more black babies than the Ku Klux Klan. Okay? And they say that an estimation of 48.6 million babies, 48.6 million babies have been aborted, okay? And they say in particular, this is coming out of the Washington Times, they say in particular, blacks are disproportionately impacted by abortion. Black people, disproportionately impacted by abortion. Okay? Now, what I'm asking is this. I'm saying somebody in some city somewhere is going to have to move on this scourge in the community. One of these cities, or hell, many of the cities. See, we got to cover all these issues. Somebody got to move on these crackers killing our babies. We got to move on the brute buck wild police that's running crazy, as you heard Warrior Woman talk about and others, and they pulling us over, sometimes two cars, three cars, four cars deep. And now a regular traffic stop becomes a life or death situation. Somebody got to organize on this stuff. Somebody got to organize on these events. Somebody has to avenge what happened to Oscar Grant in self-defense. Somebody has to organize what happened on what happened to Amadou Diallo, Sean Bell, and Ayanna Jones. And let us not forget Brother Anthony Hill and Sister Teresa Odessa. Somebody got to organize on this stuff. It's obvious we're not getting no support from no other fronts. I'm talking politically. The Democratic Party has not done anything for black people in the way of complete constructive change. The Republican Party has not done anything for black people in the way of complete constructive change. Yeah, I know it's getting hot. They've given us concessions. They've given us concessions. But they're not feeling it the way that we feel it. I'm talking about those of us that's feeling this heat. They're not feeling it. So, yeah, we right. You right. Iman, we're going to boycott all non-black businesses. It's got to be done. Are you scared? I mean, for real, I'm wondering if we eating the wrong foods or something, because I'm seeing too many punked out people out there. The national chairman, he makes this kind of call, and also everybody get the shaking and quaking and, you know what I mean, faking. You don't answer your phone. You don't return your email. You know what I mean? What are you eating out there? This is the hour for warriors. This is the hour that you should have been waiting on to make war with this beast, man. The ancestors is ready. There's a scripture that say it wasn't you who slayed them. It wasn't you who defeated them. It was I. God talking in your person, in your flesh, in your presence. It wasn't you that made confrontation with the enemy. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't you that made it organized for the change. It was God in you, the God and the goddess. But it's going to be done by your hands and my hands. Who's going to challenge these pedophiles, man? Who's going to challenge these rapists? I just read something, I think it was in the New York Post, where they got a black man on trial. A black man is on trial because he beheaded his daughter's rapist. Now, I don't know what y'all think about that. But where I'm from, rape is not tolerated at all. From my belief system, rape is not tolerated at all. Once you rape a woman, and particularly we're talking to our black women and original women, when you rape that sister, you've already killed her. So here's a father, a black father, who defends his daughter. And he's on trial. But it's okay for MTV to have TV shows like Skin and all these other kind of shows, I'm not going to give a plug, that put these suggestions in our people's mind, and you don't put them on trial? Who going to put the producers of Viacom on trial? Who going to put the producers of Jersey Shore on trial? Hmm? Y'all ain't hear me. Who's going to put those who's putting the suggestions in our people's heads on trial? You heard the national chairman when he was at the Millions More Movement. He told y'all then, put George Bush on trial. That's what he said. And the way it's shaping up now, you may have to put this present administration on trial. See, the power is in the people. The power's in the people. Look, for those who don't got the number is 646-478-4447. I'm just saying the power's in the people. You heard the original Panther Party tell you, power to the people. The power's in the people. But as you heard Brother Maurice tell you, we scared, man. Scared. You scared Negroes. I just watched you, though. I watched how many of these scared ones when that firestorm went out with the devil making mischief with some of the chairman's words. I watched some of you punk Negroes try to back away from the national chairman. I ain't going to make this person about him, but I'm just saying, we scary, man. And what I'm saying is those of us that are riding with this National Day of Action, you cannot claim to have an African creator, an all-wise, true, and living God on your side and then be scared at the same time. Somebody got to stand up. And the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad taught us that we can't tiptoe through the tulips. That's what he told you. You cannot tiptoe through the tulips. Somebody got to be strong, he said. Well, who gonna play them words out then? Who's gonna play it out? It's gotta be us. Y'all with me? It's got to be us, because everything else has failed us. They don't even believe what they write. At the same time, while they say we have unalienable rights, they calling us 3/5 a human being. And so here in 2011, we got to send our babies to these schools, and they killing our babies in the school system. We don't got no black schools. We don't got no black restaurants, not like we should. We don't have black banks. We don't have black ships. We don't have black airplanes, airports. We don't have black manufacturers. We ain't making our own clothes. Everything made in Taiwan and China and other. When is enough enough? When is enough enough? Or are we not dissatisfied enough yet? Do you want to see some more of our people get ganged up on by the police? And, you know what I mean? Do you want to see some more of these situations that we've been going through? Huh? When is enough enough? Some of you out there, you're talking about, you know, my job. My job, what the job going to say? Let me tell you something. Half of America right now, over half of America is unemployed right now. And it was the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey that told you to do for yourself. Even Booker T. Washington told you to do for yourself. So now we're calling the trick bag, because now either you stay on the plantation or you make your move for freedom. Oh, man, it's been hot. Either you stay on the plantation and you stay comfortable in what you think is comfortable, or you make your move for freedom. Wow. I say go for freedom. I don't know about you all. In these last few minutes, I'm just saying, I don't know about you all. But I'm saying, if you're tired of these people targeting us, putting us in jail, giving us eons of time, us not having no economic control, us being sent to fight in wars that have nothing to do with us at all, I say go for freedom. You all should see some of the hate mail that we get just because we making a call for unity and freedom. You should see it. We had one male, I don't even mind sharing this with you. One male came in from a recon team. They say it's supposedly a U.S. recon team. The recon team got nerve to say in the email, "We watching you," right? I told him this. I said, if you look hard enough, you're going to see us raising up this black man and black woman. See us building a nation of our own. So keep watching. And I told him that while you fight for imperialism, we're going to be fighting for self-determination. So what I'm saying is, you can't be scared in this hour, man. It's getting dark out here. But there has to be enough light in you and in me that our light is not overcome by the darkness. This world can crush your dark, your light, brother and sister. This darkness out here right now can crush the light that's in you. I don't care how strong you think you are or how strong I think I am. It can crush your light if you're not careful and if we ain't careful. So we got to unite right now. We have to unite. There's no other time. It's now or never. That's the sentiment. We got to unite. We got to unite. We got to come together. If somebody come to you with something sly, you got to be willing to be a brother, be a sister. The best title for everybody who has a title, the best title is brother or sister in this hour. The only way we're going to pull off this National Day of Action, an International Day of Action Unity, is if we come together as a solid wall regardless to the circumstance. Then we got to have a plan. We got to have a plan to say what we're going to do after the 23rd. Yeah, we got the flyers out now. The flyers is going around. The city's just up. The local organizing committees have come together. You're planning and conferencing and whatnot. We're doing our thing. That's beautiful. But what after the 23rd? Because the national chairman has already made it clear, and I'm making it clear, that we don't want it to be a thing where it's just a rally. We come together, we speak and get excited, and then we go back home on the 24th. We do nothing. No, sir, no, ma'am, it's not that kind of thing. Get your plans together now for April the 24th, April the 25th, April the 26th, April the 27th, and on throughout the rest of the year. Because once we make this move, it's going to pick up even more. You think you're hearing an echo on the phone now. It's going to pick up even more. And I'm going to say this, and this is something that Minister McCombs talked about on the last show. Don't allow the enemy to provoke you on that day. They're going to send all kinds of people in different areas. They're going to say that they with us and they not really with us. They're going to say they with your local organizing committee and they not really with you. So don't let the enemy provoke you to do nothing crazy on that day. Let's have a spirit of love, a spirit of peace, a spirit of harmony, a spirit of unity. And as our National Minister of Justice says, in self-defense, if somebody gets unruly or gets crazy, then remove them by all means. Protect the elders, protect our women, protect the babies, and protect yourself, black man. On that day, we're looking for even more cities. And by God's grace, we're looking to do an organizers conference call. We want to really try to get it on tomorrow. I think tomorrow is a great day to do it. And so I'm going to tell you this. If you have not registered your city, text this number, 502-299-8530. 502-299-8530. Hit us on Facebook. At National Day of Action page, that's on Facebook, National Day of Action page. If you haven't got your flyers, hey, text us at that number or email us. Get in touch with us. Get your flyers. Get your press release. Be looking to put a press conference on this week. Yeah, be looking to put your press conference on this week. We want the national chairman say we want to have press conferences going on all around the world at the same time. If you ain't the best speaker, then find somebody that is. Find somebody that can read. But put it on this week. Get your press kits out. Let's get the posters out. Let's get the banners out. Let's be like the bees, and let's begin to buzz all over North America. Let's let our comrade Huey Rose in London hear us buzz in America. You know how it is when that baby wants to be born, when that baby is trying to come forth from the womb, that baby is kicking and pushing and moving and turning and flipping. And the baby does not rest until he or she is able to come out and be delivered. Well, we are a 400-year-old baby ready to be delivered right now. And whenever there's birth, there's going to be some pain. It's going to be some struggle, going to be some turmoil, going to be some bloodshed. It's got to happen in birth and in revolution. But then there's new life. So you email us, nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. Get with us on Facebook. You can catch the National Chairman's page, Malik Zulu Shabazz on Facebook. Catch me on Facebook, Sean Kwali. Catch the National Minister of Justice, email my boy. Catch it. You can catch us all over the place. Hit us up if you're ready to strap down with your boots and you're ready to be politically educated and organized in the community as the revolutionary vanguard of the community. Hit us at NVPPHQ. That's NVPPHQ@yahoo.com. Stop being afraid of the Panther Party. I gotta say that. Stop being afraid of the Panther Party. If you're afraid of the Panther Party, you're afraid of yourself. NVPPHQ@yahoo.com. And for those who have not yet formed local organizing committees in your cities, form one immediately. If you have not, if you don't know what to do, tell us and we'll help you organize. We'll show you what to do. We have qualified consultants, qualified black power consultants that can help you organize. So we love you. We do this out of love. And we want you to join us this Wednesday. Join us this Wednesday. I want to, real fast, I want to, if she's still on, I want to pull Warrior Woman back on here. Sister Warrior Woman, you still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. I want you one more time to announce your conference and announce anything that you have going into the future as we wrap up here.
Well, our youth conference is April 15th, 16th, and 17th. It's going to be like our 20th year putting on the youth conference. And it's in Atascadero, California. It's in the mountains of Flathead National Forest in the middle of California from L.A. and San Francisco. And my number is 805-235-6559. And I was thinking that I'd like to volunteer here at Redwind to claim airspace on that day.
Say that again. Say that one more time.
Well, since we're sovereign and we're beyond sovereignty and we own the land is ours and there's resources underneath it, we also are going to claim airspace. Because I claimed airspace when my brother passed away, Khalid Muhammad. So I'm going to claim it again.
Brothers and sisters, you heard it here first. Sister Warrior Woman says on that day, they are claiming the airspace. Not only are they going to claim the land, they definitely claim the land, but on that day, they are claiming the airspace as well. If you are anywhere near that area to the west, on the west side of the map, help our Sister Warrior Woman. She will be participating in the National International Day of Action. Our red brothers and sisters who are family, our brown and Latino brothers and sisters who are family, let's join together, one solid nation, one solid cause, one solid unity. Is that all right, Sister Warrior Woman?
That's correct. Black power.
Black power.
Forward in the revolution.
Ready for the revolution. Ready for the revolution. Been ready for the revolution. Listen, brothers and sisters, we ask that you join us. Again this Wednesday. Join us again this Wednesday at 11 Eastern. We're going to be bringing on a side of our family that many of you don't get to hear from enough. We're going to be bringing a side of our RBG family on. Some of you have seen his brother around and I heard him lecture on the divinity of the black woman. This Wednesday we're going to bring on Brother Natural Tahuti. He's going to talk about the National Day of Action, the need, the purpose for it, and how we can push forward. That's Wednesday at 11 Eastern. But again, spread the word. Spread the word. The National Day of Action is on. Draw your line in the sand. Let your enemy know that your black life is a special divine life, and we will protect it at all costs. I have to always leave you with peace and harmony and contentment and love. and definitely leave you as I came with black power.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, everywhere is